Spotify CEO Daniel Ek is apologizing to employees for the Joe Rogan backlash, saying, though, he won't silence the controversial star podcaster. Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Halley is here with more. Dan.
That's right, Brian. They're basically explaining that, look, we're going to allow this podcast to continue on and Joe Rogan to continue on, but they're not going to fully cancel him. Now, at last count, there's more than 70 episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience that have been removed from Spotify. That is with the cooperation of Joe Rogan himself. Over the weekend, we saw that Daniel Ek of Spotify, the CEO, came out with a statement of his own basically about Joe Rogan. And this is in regards to India Ari, who had obviously the artist, who had pulled her own music and podcast from the platform after releasing a video showing Joe Rogan using a racial slur multiple times throughout his history on the on his podcast. This is the statement from Daniel Ek, though. He said, I do not believe the answer is silencing Joe. We should have clear lines around content and take action when they are crossed, but canceling voices is a slippery slope. Looking at the issue more broadly, it's critical thinking and open debate that powers real and necessary progress. And again, that's in regards to Joe Rogan using that racial slur, as well as the COVID disinformation and misinformation that has been spread on his podcast by some of his guests. He has come out and apologized in both instances. Obviously, the Joe Rogan Experience is incredibly important to Spotify, basically the keystone of its podcasting empire. They spent $100 million getting him to be exclusive in their licensing deal. They also purchased Gimlet back in the day, basically trying to build out their entire podcast product there. But Joe Rogan continues to be super important to Spotify, and they're making it very clear that they're not going to get rid of him at all.
You know, Dan, what's interesting, you know, in the Morning Brief newsletter this morning, I looked at the stock price when they originally signed Rogan, May 19, 2020. That is when the blog post went up. The stock price today pretty much is at the same level as it was when they signed Rogan. I understand, you know, they want to, they're all about free speech, et cetera, but at one point does Ek just, you know, stand up here and just cut ties, just given the stock price is not performing, the company is still producing losses. Just from a pure business standpoint, you do get the sense this, the podcast, Rogan's podcast probably hasn't been worth this headache.
I think, at, you know, as far as user growth goes, you know, the stock price obviously is going to fluctuate regardless of to a degree of what's going on with this controversy here. I think what we, if we see larger artists pull out, you know, Neil Young, huge name, Joni Mitchell, huge name, Indy Ari, huge name. Are they really going to move the needle as far as losing users, though? I don't think that's the case. I think if they lost somebody like a Taylor Swift, BTS, if, you know, some of these huge, huge global names started pulling out, then we might start to see Spotify make some moves about potentially taking Joe Rogan off the air. But they spent $100 million on him. They have their own headquarters that in Los Angeles that's basically dedicated to podcasts at this point. They've seen growth in their last earnings. They talked about growth in the podcast area year over year, though they don't explain exactly how many users are there for podcasts, how many users are there for actually music. And I don't know if they're able to really pull those two apart overall. But I don't think they're ever really going to get rid of Joe Rogan unless there's some, I mean, look, this is about as big as controversy gets. You know, until there's something worse, I don't know what that would be. I don't think they get rid of him. Or, as I said, unless we start to see huge, huge, huge current global artists go out and start saying they're going to pull their music, would we see some kind of movement on Spotify's part about actually taking Joe Rogan off the air?
Point well taken. Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Halley, thanks so much.